I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our English podcast, where we try to help you understand English and improve your English through the use of some sentences and explain the grammar as we go through them. So, sentence I have for you now is, we always used to go to the Mediterranean for our holidays when I was a child. I think we went to Ibiza at least 5 times. We always used to go to the Mediterranean for our holidays when I was a child. I think we went to Ibiza at least 5 times. Okay, so what is the exact meaning of this particular sentence? So we're using used to, okay? So it's in the past, okay? So we're telling something about the past, and we're telling that for our holidays, and presumably the summer holidays, although it doesn't actually say the summer, but we presume it's the summer holidays, and we say that it was something that happened on a regular basis as a habit. But because we're saying used to, we indicate that it doesn't happen now. And when did we go? We went when I was a child, according to the sentence. We are estimating or guessing that we went at least 5 times. Okay, so the emphasis here is that something used to happen when he was a child. And this fact is that they used to go to the Mediterranean on holidays, and that his memory suggests that it was at least 5 times. He may have forgotten. Okay? So, what grammar points are we using? Well, as I indicated, we're using the past tense. We're focusing on the past because we're using used to. It doesn't have a present or a future. So, we always used to go. Okay? Used to go to. So, we're following it with the bare infinitive. We used to go to the Mediterranean. Okay, so that could be anywhere. It could be south of France or Spain. Here he mentions later on Ibiza, so it's in part of Spain. Okay, so we always used to go to the Mediterranean for our holidays, and we could just say we went to the Mediterranean for our holidays when I was a child, and that would mean exactly the same. Yeah, so it's telling you in the past we went. But here, we always used to go. So it's trying to give you a bit more information and emphasize the fact that we went there many times. We always used to go to the Mediterranean for our holidays when I was a child. So he doesn't have any memories of going anywhere else. His memories seem to suggest that it was always the Mediterranean, and in particular, Ibiza. Okay, I think, so he's not sure. I think we went, just so the simple past, we went to Ibiza at least 5 times. It could have been 6 or 7, but he knows for a fact that it was a minimum of 5 times, so he uses the expression at least. Okay, he could have said no more than 6 or no more than 7, so that could have been 5 or 6, but at least 5 times, which could have been more, but he cannot remember. Okay, so what else are we using here? Well, we're, as I said, we are talking about something that was continuous. We always used to go to the Mediterranean for our holidays when I was a child. Okay, so again, I was a child, just simple past. I think. So now he's, I think. Mm-hmm. So we're using that in the present because it's now that he has the memory. I think we went to Ibiza at least five times. So it could have been more. Okay, so just one more reading. We always used to go to the Mediterranean for our holidays when I was a child. I think we went to Ibiza at least five times. So not too many difficult pronunciation here, just with used, get that t sound at the end. We used, and it only has a past format. We always used to go, okay? The Mediterranean, that can be a bit of a mouthful, Mediterranean. Sometimes we just shorten that, abbreviate it to the Med, and that's quite acceptable. People will understand. But if we want to use it in its full, Mediterranean. Okay? When I was a child, again, that d child, I think we went to Ibiza. So some people have different pronunciations. My Spanish is not so perfect, but the English usually pronounce it Ibiza. Ibiza. Yeah? Even though it's spelled I-B-I-Z-A, we have that TH sound at the end, Ibiza. Okay. Okay, so there's some words to practice. Again, if you want to contact me, you can do so on my personal email, which is hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com, on the web page www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get onto the web page, you'll find a link to the Easy Peasy English Club, which is really useful for those of you who don't have time to take lessons on a one-to-one basis, or the price might be a little bit high and you want to improve your English. Well, you can do so through this particular club. Lots of wonderful content, including one pre-recorded lesson with me every week. And the price for the Easy Peasy Club is only €25 per annum. Okay, well, join me again soon. Thanks for listening.